This is the closing of Masechet Bechorot in the 13th cycle. And we had gotten up to this morning to Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, Itmar, Ha'omer L'Shlucho, one third of the way up. Itmar, Ha'omer L'Shlucho, Tseva Aser Alai. So far we've been talking about the das of the individual who's the owner, who misnames Chi, Asiri, and so on. What about if he asks someone else to do the ma'aser for him? So Rav Papi Mishmeidu Rav Amar, Karal Letishii Asiri Kadosh. But if it's Karal Hachad Asar Asiri, Eino Kadosh. Because basically what's happening over here is that when somebody makes a shliach, it's understood as a chazaka that the shlichut is made in order for him to be of service, not for him to create problems. So if he's creating problems, he's not a shliach in the first place. He thinketh the maiden. So,
Benny's
here. Oh, yeah. Great, okay.
We need another place.
Okay, fine.
Why do you switch seats with me?
Why?
It's
easy because I have my computer plugged in here.
Let's continue. So Rav Papa says like this, the problem of making a Tashi'i and Asiri is a pretty low-level problem because all that happens is it's not Kaddish B'Maiser to be brought in the Mizbayach. It's simply, you just got to wait a little bit, you know. So you wait until there's a mum. But to call the Achadis or Asiri, that's very serious because you turn it into Korban Shlomi, which limits the achiva very much. It means that again, you have to give away the chos of a shayk. And you're going to have to, if you're talking about the situation today, you're going to have to also wait until it's the nafa b'muma, and you can easily come to all kinds of problems. So therefore, tainis Rav Papa. The idea of calling Chi Asiri, that's okay. But to call the other way around, Yud Aleph, that is not okay, because then you're going to be mafsid, if it's responded by Samigdash, you're going to be mafsid in the Chazir Vishok. And he can say, listen, I never made you a shliach to make me problems. I made you a shliach to help me. So it's a chazaka that shlichut is patel mevutal if you're not going to do what I asked you. Whereas Rav Papa says, what's the difference? Calling to Shi'i Asiri is also a grave inconvenience. The fact that I have to wait around and I have to, can only eat it with Muma, that's also, he can say exactly the same thing. I sent you to do good for me. Now, why is this different than a very similar case which has to do with Truma? There it says in the Mishnah that if somebody takes a Shliach and he says to go and take off Truma for me, say Utrum, Toreim Kida'at Balabai. So he should basically be Torein, the type of person that a Balabait is. Because remember that Truma is given according to the individual. You have your choice. Normal is 1 out of 50. If you're a very generous individual, it's 1 out of 40. If you are a person who's very stingy, is a Ra'ayin, so then he gives 1 out of 60. Now, suppose you don't really know the guy. In Eno Yodea Da'atosha Balabait, especially he doesn't really know the Balabait so well. So then he's Torei Bebenurit. He takes a standard truma, which is a chad mi-chamishim. How about if he has a wrong impression and he gives 10% or one out of an extra asara or osif asara, and the guy says, but that's not what I had in mind and that's not the way I normally give in truma. It doesn't make any difference. Truma tau truma. So why don't we say the same thing? Well, I didn't appoint you to mess me up. And here you're saying it doesn't make any difference. He can't say that, having appointed him as a Shliach. And says, Gemara, there's obviously a difference. Because Amri, Atam kivet ikat atarim ba'ayin yafa, ikat atarim ba'ayin ra'a. Inherent in the original appointment of the Shliach is the fact that I'm relying on you to make that determination. Because otherwise, say what you want to give. If you don't, then you know that there is a spectrum, and you know that when you tell this guy, he's basically going to be using his thoughts for that spectrum. And the spectrum is given. So because of that, given the ikata term by in yofi.
And since it's not his money, he can be afford to be generous.
No, that's not really true. If he went out of his way to do something that he knew that the guy was not, and you will see the Gemara's timing that, no, that's a very important point that Richie raises. Suppose he did, he purposely gives more to the guy. He knows the guy wouldn't want it to give that much. He gives Echad Min Arboim when he knows that this is a guy who would give Echad B'Shish. The Gemara is saying that the reason that the Shlichut is good is because the Shliach can say, Amar Lahachi Amadaticha. This is how I understood your personality. So the way that I measured you is that this is what you wanted to get. And since you appointed me relying on my understanding of your personality, you can't turn around and say, well, I never thought you would think that of me. I mean, so tell me differently, right? But if, in fact, as Richie says, he says, I can afford to be dangerous, considering, I mean, that as generous, because the other guy's money, then he can't say, well, if I'm out of the teacher. I can say, but listen, yes, you know that that's not me. So why did you do that? Then don't tell me because it's not my money. I never would have appointed you. Over here, the guy made a mistake by calling the Achad Esrei Asiri or the Chi Asiri. And he can say, who asked you to make mistakes? I didn't appoint you to make mistakes. I appoint you to do a reasonable job. Aref, Ma'adunay Elohim, Estivrei Torah Sechabefinu, Uvefiot Am Chabed Israel, Minyeh Cholano Anachnu Mitzetzeinu, Mitzetzei Am Chabed Israel, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, Melomedei Torah Secha, Mioivaitecha Kmeini Mitzvotecha Ki Leolam Yili, Yihi Libit Amim Bechukecha Lama'an Lo Yivosh, Leolam Lo Eshkach Pikudecha Ki Bam Chiyutani, Baruch Ata Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים. אנו משכימים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברים בתהילים. אנו עמלים והם עמלים. אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים והם רצים. אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחת. שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אבטח בך. ירצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת בכורות, כי תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם. זה יתקיים בנו, ותעליך תנחה אותך, ושורבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות ההיא תשיחך, כי בי ירבו ימיך, ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים. אורך ימים ימינה, ושמאלה עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום. You have a good view of the stakes. You know that the stakes are high.
Gamma Amen.
Beautiful job. Thank you so much.
Just a little spread
between our friendship,
to
little help on the side, maybe under the hair, and Moshe on the other side here. We've got Baruch Hashem, such a beautiful, beautiful cover. Thank you so much. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. Really good.
Beautiful.
Hopefully, have a chair for another.
Tava Dolom without chairs is here.
Where from?
Okay, get to it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, wash. Oh, everybody, live. You're having a play out. There's something by you, and you're all heading over to Naftali.
Having something by me.
We have in the fridge.
How does this find its way here?
He admired it. Come. Nuri, you've been following the daf? You've been learning the daf yomi every day? Every day. Okay. Some of the time. Wonderful. Go wash.
Thank you.
Spread it around, come on.
Yeah,
oh, open up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's meant for the CM and it's not going to last.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Fresh fruit juices.
Okay.
What happened to Doug?
David?
David Solomon.
David Solomon.
He missed out on this offering.
We're passing it around.
I don't know. This is up the sea and just dropping. Whoa.
Look at this.
I saw it. That's
just
the food.
Just looking for some
sort of
taste. Yeah. Well, what food is the real?
Pass on. Which one's pass on?
No, kiwi.
Just take a bite of stamp. Just give me a stamp. Take a little cross.
Yeah.
For that.
Right before my birthday.
You should have it.
Yeah.
Ready to play?
I haven't had this type of cherry yet. I only had the deep red ones.
I don't know the difference in the name. I'm just different than the
I know that in Germany, grow 16 different types of cherries.
Right. That doesn't mean that each one would be matched on a separate mint. You know.
Is that enough? It's completely different taste.
Really, completely different taste, for sure.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
I've never had this kind of change.
That's what I was saying. This mint made me too a little bit too early, but it's different type than the completely other ones.
Yes, it's very
sweet.
Ruch atah v'mayim hem melech ha'olam v'rech v'rech v'rech. Ruch atah v'mayim hem melech ha'olam shechiyanu t'kirmanu v'kipanu v'zman v'zeh.
Food anyone for me, yeah?
You should request the prison.
Did
anyone see the recorder?
I have. Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good man.
Very good,
man. David is about to speak. Could you be quiet, guys?
Sorry. Thank you.
Up in there?
You missed on the mark.
Thank you so much.
I'm working. Did a very good job of this in-concert CM.
Did you play for both?
Yeah.
Which one? Gives out some more concerts.
Yeah, I think the Hebrew U. No, the Hebrew U rent out. Did
you see that?
So basically, Meisha David just sent over the whole shiur, which saves us a lot of time because music is much more concentrated, direct sharing. I appreciate it. Okay, so just a few words for the Kiddush HaSasim.
Can you send out another one? No.
The Maaser, we were very lucky in learning the Sugya of Becheres exactly at the time of the year that the Sugya was began. It's amazing. So we started learning Becheres at Chagat Pesach. We completed the Inyanim of Becheres.
Excuse me, Rabbi, is there a way possibly to reboot the connection? I don't know. We're not getting a very good connection.
We don't have any. We only have a mobile connection. So. It's about as good as
okay. Never mind.
Linking out to somebody else's mobile.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it would be probably better than if they had another memory.
I can try my iPad. Sometimes my iPad works fine. One second. Let me try. See if I can reboot to that. We'll see if that works any better. Okay. Where is it actually here? Let's see it on. Oh, there it is.
No, seriously.
Yes.
I didn't work at all. No, I lost everything here. We go back to his, at least we have something.
Yeah. It's always when we play these games. So,
yeah. All right, we'll live like this. It's okay.
Oh, you're on? Oh, so then you're on me. I thought you were off. That's why it's not going on. Okay, good. How is it now? Is it any better?
It's good. It's good. Well, I
guess usually on my iPad, it's not bad. Okay, good. All right, so let's try that again. Okay, so we were zeicha to begin learning the inyanim of Bukhares exactly at the time of the year of the Kiddush HaBukhares for the first time, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the Mokar Kili B'chor B'chor V'Yisrael. And we completed it in Parshas Ba'alo Yisrael, which is precisely the time of the Kiddush of the transition from the Kedusha of Bukhares to the Kedusha of Levi. That journey from Pesach to Shavuos in terms of Bechor is also very much the Seder of the Masechet itself, because the Masechet is organized around, first of all, Petach Hamor, which is specifically Keneged Mitzrayim. That's the only reason that we have Bechor that is literally stand in for all Bein Atmeya is only the Hamor, because the Hamor, first of all, the Mitzrayim are Nimshlu, the Hamor, and the Hamorim, as the Gemara says, the Hamorim helped, but Yisrael, first yes, Mitzrayim, is completely, totally focused on the actual moment of the Yitzhak. And the end, in terms of Baal Yisrael, is where it is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu switches that Kedusha of Bechares for the Kedusha of the Levia, and over here, it's where it turns, the Masechet turns from Bechor to Bechor, Bechor, from first from Bechor Bein Atmeya, and to Bechor Bein Atmeya, to Bechor Odom, and finally to Miser. But the Pella is that Miser is Levi, because the Medrash says that Meisher, that Avram Avinu, and Yaakov, there was a Taina, he said, Yaakov Avinu made a Neder, Kol Asher Tetein Li Aser Aser Nimor, and there was no Miser of his Bonim. So he took off Meiser Levi. The Rambam brings the halacha in the Hilchas Averis Kechavi, the Parashah of Hilchas Averis Kechavi, that Yaakov Avinu was Mavdil Levi. From the beginning, it was a getter of Abdullah, just like it is at Divrei Hayom, Vayivadel Levi. So there too was Vayavdil Levi, and he was Meshiva Bedavka, as the Rosh Hashiva, Meshiva Barosh, that he should be Malave Yisrael with the Derech of Avram Avinu, Kidei Shalom Yishakachari. That was present all through Mitzrayim, and that became basically the connection to the Vishomru Derech Hashem from the beginning through Mitzrayim, Umiolam, Lo Avad Shevet Levi Avadat Kochavim, as the Rambam brings also, which means that it was Bedavka in terms of the Derech of Avram Avinu that he was continued to be Shomru. And that means that the strangely enough, the Masechet that goes from the Kedusha of Bechor Bein Atmeya to the Kedusha of Levi, to the Kedusha of Meiser, is precisely similar to the way that we find the same development in terms of the relationship of Adam to Aveda. Because consider, the truth is that the concept of Keter Rechem is so fundamentally biological that all of the biological dinim are learned from it. In other words, notice that the Gemara goes into, for no reason whatsoever, on the surface, to talk about the gestation period, the Machlokas with Tachman, Atuna, right? The Greeks and what they held different gestation periods were. Of all the different types of chayas, beifes, and chayas and behemes, and the way that they are connected, the different types of trees, and how long it takes for a tree to reach maturity and to be able to reproduce, all of which strikes us as being very strange and unrelated to the elements of Masechet Bechorot. But what we're talking about, therefore, in Bechorot, consider the meaning of utilizing Peter Echen as the definition of Bechorot. We're talking about Bechorot on the terms of Bechor Le'ima, which we'll get to in a moment. That relationship, Bechor Le'im, Bechor Le'av, which of course is the whole Perek and was Yesh Bechor Le'Nachla and so on. So what does it say to us, Peter Echen? It doesn't have any sense of an emotional context. It's not in of Yakim. It's not in of Rishis Ein. What is it exactly that it should be Peter? What's the specific Mila? We know that Shlishi Lebetin is considered to be more Choshev. Iglat Yotzah is more Choshev than the firstborn. Right? So is it in terms of the Chashivas? The mother is the first time she's delivered. And so Tosfos actually talks about this, but again, the Gemara talks about the first one being stronger, and we were trying to figure out which one was the Bechor, in the case of Sofek Bechor. So Tosfos asks from Iglat Yotzah, because that he argues on Rashi's side of Iglat Yotzah. But in any event, the Gemara assumes that the, and Rashi himself says, Shlishi Lebetin is always the most Chazak, sorry, the mother has become more fertile, more involved in being able to conduct a full gestation with the full nourishment, and so on and so forth. So it isn't a getter of an emotional connection. Which, of course, is proven Laloch in the Gemara also, because the change in the emotional connection is only Nogia Yakir in terms of the Av and Rashi Zainai. Rashi Zainai, the other Lash of Rashi Zainai, as it's measured over here, by the way, from Binyamin to Levi is number 10. That's how it gets to Levi. When you measure up from Binyamin, is Reshis Oni. There's also Lashon of Animus, Avelus, Gemara says. So Misha Libo Davala. There's no such thing by a mother at all, which makes tremendous nafkaminas. Because in the case of a Peter Rechem, so any type of fetus, as even if it's a mutation, as long as it's within the realm, that's the machlokas, that's the rubai, but whatever. Whatever the realm of a human mutation is, it is within that peterecha. So even if it was just a 41-day-old fetus, there's absolutely no connection to the mother whatsoever. Even if it's yotzei bechutav, even if it's yotzei like kizera, like the way it was put in, the Gemara learns that. Still, it potters the next one from being the peterecha. Mashenkin, when it comes to the Bechor Aviv, it's entirely an element of emotional connection. If you don't feel an emotional connection, and the first one was a fetus that you never would have paid any attention to, or it was a mutation that would have turned you off and you'd be happy for it to drop dead and so on, so then it's not considered to part of the next one from being the Bechor Aviv. So that takes us specifically out of the realm of the emotional content. It takes us out of the realm of the specific Mandrega in terms of the child itself as being more or better in any way. But the relationship to it is specifically in terms of Petarechem of the aim. The raya that it's a function of the mother is because the Gemara constantly uses the nafkamina between the behima, which is the vakera, the vakera. A mother that is about to have a bechor. All of the inyanim should revolve around that. Of course, it's logistically necessary to say that. But most powerfully, as the Gemara says, normally mishpacha is defined by mishpacha ta'av. Nonetheless, the din is that a levia, who is not, now the child of a levia is not necessarily a levi if she's married to a Yisrael, so then he's an Yisrael. And nonetheless, the tour of Shevet Levi from Bechor is defined by the mother. And it's the only place that we have a concept of a levia. Not the Kohenet that we thought Kohenet, that she's a Kohenet, but Mrs. Kohen. No, she's a Kohenet because she's a Kohenet even if she's married to Israel. Where does that come from? Answers the Gemara, the Peterechem Tayrechman. So this entirely means that even in terms of defining where he comes from, we're looking at something else. It's the mother, therefore, that's the definition. What would that say? The only thing that it could be saying is that a life form Now, it's not a question of reproduction, because the father also is reproducing. He has nothing to do with the din of the Bukhar, and there's even the machlokas of the Chashin and the Zera'ab, the Chlona, when it comes to the definition of Bayim, right? Do we care who the father is? Is there a father? People care as if it's kulotoli meaning. I think the only thing that it can be said is that in terms of a life form that can successfully form life, that is a living thing for the first time. Anything that comes afterwards, that's wonderful. But in terms of defining the nature of life as that which can reform another generation of life, that is motherhood. And that is specifically the first time that that's successful. Once that's true, you've defined a generation of what that generation of life means. So then that's entirely in terms of heterechable. What that means is that all of the aspects of the biology of it, that's, you know, not only different gestational things we learn, but different stages of mutations, and we talk about the idea of Caesarean section, whether Caesarean section is considered to be later or not. These are very deeply biological things. They have nothing to do with our emotions. They have nothing to do with the akir. They have nothing to do with the way in which you're invested. Mashenkin, when it comes to the father, it's kule in terms of investment. So that reshis ono means both in yoni. It means avelut, but it also means, obviously, at the simple level, it means his virility, his sexual virility. But on a deeper level, it means his power, his thoughts, and his care, which is why it relates to avelus, obviously. Right? That's the real sense of own.
And Rabbana says the mashava affects what the child is.
Yeah, also true. So that means we have two completely different worlds, right? They seem to be unrelated. One is a world of very, very deeply felt biology, which goes all the way back to Maisa Bereshis, that we learn out from Sawyer Rechad, Aspiacha Ben Yuchad, from Sheshis and Bereshis, in terms of defining what it is. The other one is local. The idea of what the father has invested in, what the father's belief is, what's going to come out of it, it's a completely different thing. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiddush of the Bechor, in the end, in that entire parak that we have, Yesh Bechor, in terms of Nachalan, Yesh Bechor, in terms of Kayin. And that seems to be, at the beginning of the parak, when you read the Mishnah, it appears to me that the only reason we bring the Mishnah to put two things that have absolutely no connection together is because of the fact that we want to distinguish between what will pater Abba Acharov from being a Bechor L'Kayin and what will make the Abba Acharov a non-Peterach. Since they're very, very different, so the Mishnah goes out of its way to list these are the things that Abba Acharov is a Bechor L'Nachal, and not a Bechor, and vice versa. But then when the Gemara develops the Sugya, it turns out that we make Gzeirah Shava, basically, and that we should learn out certain dinim of Bechor to the Av from the Bechor Li'ein, a completely new level of interrelationship, which the Gemara gradually leads up to, which you don't see in the Mishnah. The amazing thing is that when it comes to the nature of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Aveda, we have two completely different things. We have on the one hand, Ki Li Kol Bechor. Li Kol Bechor means we count the number of Bechoras, and of course we count the number of Bechoras from as soon as it's capable of survival, from Shloshim Yayim. But that's the same thing that we do with Levi. So that the Levi's interchange is a biological interchange with the Peterech. And yet, when Yaakov Avinu talks about the Brocha to Uve, he says, Bechoriata, what are you? Kochi, Vereshis Oni, Yeter. So eight is, should have been yours. The Malchus and the Aveda should have been yours. But that's a Bechor Le'ovi, because he's identifying it with the Pasuk that defines Bechor Le'ovi, which is Vereshis Oni. That's only in terms of Nachal. So when Yaakov Avinu purchases the Bechorah from Esau, what is he changing the nature of the Peterecha? Rashi's pshat of Shvoferet, there were two drops with Nichlas of Shvoferet, doesn't change the din of Peterecha at all. It could only change Reshi Todo.
Once in charge of the father, once on the mother.
Exactly. That's the whole point. It's own. Sarah is own. So then all that it's pointing out is that the real Bechor, in terms of what it is that I can sell, If you talk about the monetary rights and so on, I understand it, because the Nachla could be an Indian, I can at least conceive of some aspect of sale. And there it's taken for granted that the sale is in terms of Esav was Biza Avedosa Shalmaka. And he wants to be Kenan, he wants to be Kenan the Aveda. So then, are we getting confused between the two different Bukharas? Is there two completely different idioms of the Kedusha of Levi? That Levi took over the Aveda because of the rebellion of Kerach? So when Kerach comes along, the Taina over there is all, as the Ramban says, that all of the ones that were Chelek were all Bukharas.
They were Pelet.
On Ben Pelet. Mr. On.
He escapes that.
Beautiful. That's right.
What's his name?
On. His name was On. On Ben Pelet. The name of Ben is Rashi's On. And he wanted that the Ramban Tainas. He was angry that they, why did they take the Bukhara away from Levi? Why did they take the Aveda away from the Bukhara and give it to Levi? Oh, it should also be kosher the Bukhara. Right. So I mean, what exactly is the connection when you think about it? What is the connection between going from the din of Bechor to the din of Meiser? We noted that Bechor on so many different levels, Torah interrelates Kol Hashem Yavar Tachas Hashem and Taviru, which is the Kol Bechor Banecha Tifteh, and then we learned out Kitavo, that's a din in Ve'avartam, Kol Petarecha, also a din in Aviru. It starts off with just sort of a theoretical idea. Then it becomes so strangely interwoven to the point that we were even kriveya, that the idea of the miser that emerges has to be painted red as if it just emerged from the womb to be covered with blood. Right? And it has to emerge from the petach. That's the way in which we make, that's the derech, al-ezit sad, as the measure, al-ezit sad, this is the tzad. It's the way that we're meant to be doing it. And we need to allow it to emerge. All the different halachas that we learned, everything from the question of whether the moon passes, whether you're allowed to be batal mumay in all of this flock, or before it can be batal mum on the bechor before it comes out of the rechem, those issues are all so similar. Even today, we had various elements that we're going to learn out bechor from Meiser, though they don't seem to be the same. The etzem idea that both these things are kodesh be'aleihem. Now, you don't take a hand in defining. Whatever comes out, comes out. You're not allowed to be kaveya. Which one comes out? You want to be kaveya miser. Obviously, the petarechem is entirely outside of your mind. It's in that sense that they're different from other korbanos, because when the Gemara says, let's learn out from kachemiyam, it says, they're different, because the Lamada kachemiyam may require kedusha. Now, for here we have the special dinam of Yilo Yigael, Lo Yimacher. So those are the only two places that we have these halach, the dinim of the actual korban of Bechor Meiser is precisely the same. Types of shlamim, but without chazav v'shalk, with all these kinds of special dinim. Special dinim in terms of the tmura, which is the end of the Masechta. Even though, in terms of the nature of it, a petarechem is entirely a natural idea, and Meiser is almost entirely an artificial idea. V'horaya, the number system that you use, to number the Meiser, affects the kedusha of the miser. If you're counting by twos, or if you mess up the count, all the various machlokas that we had about these things, that the Torah actually inserts special halacha that it's kol or it's yekedesh, that it's not dependent on the reality of the asiri, but rather tries to make an asiri, but it's not really an asiri because you called it asiri. So you're called korachi asiri, you're called achadus asiri. Whoever is such a halacha, to the extent that Rav Yehuda has to say it must be a function of the din of Tamura, even though there's no din of Tamura by Meiser. Specifically, so you can't be Meimer on a Meiser. So he comes along to be Machadish, a new din of Tamura's Shema, instead of Tamura's Gufay. This is the only example. It's quite amazing. So we take these two sugyas, one of which is entirely natural. Like the Gemara says at the end, what do you mean? It's Biyadeinu. What are you telling me? You should be able to be Kaveh Bechor. It's a joke. My Meiser, on the other hand, we do actually find ways that we can be Kaveh. Let's say it's not Yetzer. And he wants to throw their Eidin. or the sheikh thing, and he simply counts, then he's the one that's going to be entirely the mice, right? So the development from something that is entirely natural in terms of keterach, and that somehow or other grants us the rights to avodah, its development, and apparently its maturation into something which is nogea, the way in which we set it up, are deeply interrelated to the extent that we could even discuss the kinyan of the rights of avodah, despite the fact that the rights of Avveda were actually, in the end, a tumura, so to speak, of a petarechem for Levi, and not of the kinyan of that which was shayach to the Av from Levi. Right?
Say that again, please.
The Torah exchanges petarechem and only petarechem for Levi. That's why the whole beginning of the Masechet is about the Bechoris that were in there and why it is that Levi is potter. For picking the hair. Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Was somebody sleeping behind you?
No, not sleeping, but
no. Oh, you're sure not sleeping now. That's for sure. Sorry. There's ice if you need ice.
Yeah.
Right? So how does that tie in with the kinyan of the bar? How does that tie in with what you're saying? What is it that the person is capable of defining that also has to do with avodah? You'll notice that the depth of the shaychus, the biology, they're corollary. Came in. Yeah, this is in English. You're right, anyway. Yes. Can you read in Yeshivish?
It's the same type of show as you're doing, so.
Put him too close to Richie. You should.
He has a checker.
Right away.
Richie also has a checker test.
So what happened? The screen. What were we about to talk about?
It was the experience of the man that the record of the game that the new hospital secretary was revolving around.
Relationship. Levi, Davka to Petra. Oh, I started saying that the relationship to biology is so profound that the entire idea of the ice of tefillin is specifically the Kadesh and Vayakim Yacha, which is considered to be the amazing extension of Teras Hashem Beficha, specifically. Karkaftet Lokomanach Tefillin means the extension of the human mind in terms of a piece of an animal that is an extension of his brain into the world.
Oh, wow.
So it's the actual karkafta of Lomar, and that's the Yeru, called the Art Kishema Shemalakah Nikra, the Yerumi Mecha is Davkatril and Shorosh because of that, because it becomes an extension of one's consciousness into utilizing the Divrei Torah into biology, which is why it has to be edible. There is such things. You need to be able to eat your tefillin.
Where's the
premise? The Gemara considers that which is the chefza of an Adam HaYisraeli, if it's lost, therefore it's shy for such a person to be actually nidayin, the group of is not to be have word ever tefillin on his head. Never word, it's called karkafta, like manach tefillin. Never had that skull never evolved to that extent that he had to on it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially some of the goof. It's your mamish, your physical body. It's a very strange way to push by the Uma, especially some of the goof in Zarias and so on and so forth. It's what you usually think about physicality. The crazy thing is that Pershing is throw the goof is the body that didn't have to on. What does that have to do with Pershing is throw the goof on? You think that the tefillin is the opposite of goof. Especially considering that the original nature of us is Mila, so which is completely biological. Then all of a sudden, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that ice becomes the ice of tefillin, which is why the tefillin, the ritzua, has to go down to the Bokum HaMila. Because they're actually linked. And that's the question, whether you should wear tefillin b'shas Mila, because the Mila is a nice, tefillin is a nice man. But that means that you're talking about something which is really deeply the source of your connection to the nature of life in a much deeper sense than simply the nature of reproduction, the nature of life in the sense that only a woman is capable of that level of reproduction. In Rilke's words, she's drawn down to the world with that heaviness that attaches her to the earth that she can never get rid of. Instead of the cheap reproductive system of males, which there everything is mimicry. It doesn't have anything of that power of kvias, of nekovalais, something that has a specific mark. So the transition from that and to be able to use the getter of the kain, where over there we're talking about, you would think, his machshav. The Zohar says this, all of the, but the Gemara also talks about how the aveda of the kain is in terms of machshav, which is why all of the difference at the beginning is vachim. We have all of these v'shem shishadvarim, but the question, what was the machshavik? The machshav is pigoli, different machshav is psur, shin hashem, and so on. Right? So you would think that he's entirely a function in terms of the kain. He's entirely a function of the kavanah, this das, and so on and so forth. And that everything that he is, it has to do with his dibur, and has to do with his rechisha of his lips, and so on. But the reality is that such a big part of the Masechet links the dinim of mumim on the kohen to the dinim of mumim on the bechor. And that's one of the reasons that we can't learn out dinim of mumim to anything else, because the Torah was mashva, the eved, to the neva. The behemah and the kohen is bringing the behemah, have exactly the same name in terms of the mum. But more amazingly, the Gemara questions whether it's a din of Esev as B'nai on Kohen. Right? So we need a mute to tell me there's no din of Esev as B'nai on Kohen. Could you tell me, please, what does it mean Esev as B'nai for Kohen? That if daddy came and he was Eved, so then on that day, his son should not be able to become a be Eved. Oh. Right? What kind of crazy thing is that? Esev as B'nai lois ishkatu, it's not right? What does that have to do with Aveda? Does it say Lotakrivu? Melev said Lotakrivu. You could say that the Kohen should be Korav Aveda. The Kohen's coming into the Aveda, so what we're shakting it. But the truth is that the first time the Kohen came into Aveda, that's exactly what we did. And that was the Kedusha of the Mishkan, was the Achila of the Kohen. So one, there were two Vateitzayesh. One was the Vateichal. Exactly the carbon, and the other one is Vatochal, and then you have Badav Hadotarib, which is the thing of the ones that were the leftovers of the Mincha, so to speak, right? It's an amazing kind of thing in which we're looking at Esev Es B'nai, that the act of Aveda itself is itself a deeply biologically connected to the animal act to the point which Shaykh to contemplate the device of Spinai on the Knesset of a Kayan to be Ovid. And this is mind-boggling, though. No, I didn't see anybody talking about him. It doesn't make any sense out of him.
The Krovaya condition.
Yeah, the Krovaya condition. Mm-hmm. It's really quite amazing. So it comes out that there's the profound initial connection to the Keli Kol Bechor in Yisrael. That connection to the Kalib Kol Bechor, which was entirely the question of how it is that we look at Mitzrayim. Because how did they actually feel about Bechor? Remember that Rashi says, Ki ein bayis asher ein sham meitz, what's trapped ein bayis asher ein sham meitz, lo haya Bechor la'em. It's meitz, Bechor la'av. But then that has nothing to do with the Kenyan, I understand. But we're talking about Kalib Kol Bechor, but Tetra Kol Recha. So how could you take the Bechor La'av instead? This is consistent throughout the Sugya. So what we seem to be saying is that as long as the initial basis of the understanding of the thing and the connection of the thing goes back to the nature of La'av Dav L'Shamra, initially in terms of Bria, which is pure and total presence of Adam within biology and not outside of biology. And that's the same, Moshe pointed out, the Shabbos, that the same Vayikach, Kach et Alaviyim, is Kachem Bidvorim. And what happens from the Kachem Bidvorim? La'avod, and, no, not only La'avod, Lishmor, Shmor Mishmeret. What is it that happens with Adam and Risha? Vayikach et ha'adam kachem kacho bidvarim la'avdo l'shomro. Exactly the same language that you find by Olivia. But that means that the successful persuasion of Adam, that this is what is good for him, this is what he wants, and that his connection to the amelis of the world is the mocker of all the Gemara Yerushalmi says, Adam l'shomro's mitzvahs asay mitzvahs lo yisaseh, right? It means all mitzvahs asay and all mitzvahs lo yisaseh takes also its roots in terms of the connectedness that you have to the biological reality. The moment you try to get away from there, so then you lose the nature of Aveda. Not that you gain the nature of Aveda by becoming more and more distant and being able to be, this was good for the time against Meshur Aveda of Aaron and Miriam, blessed to expire. So therefore, it seems that the entire Masechet is speaking about, once again, the deep interrelationship between the two. If I convey that there's an idea called a Bechor Le'em, which begins with Petarecha, then the father who's Mizdabek to that can be Zocha to a Reshis Ein that is connected also to Aveda, even though it itself doesn't become that lady. That's why he tells Reuven, you should have been the one who was Shayach to the Aveda. But because of Pachas Kavayim Altotar, so you end up not having those mindless, but those mindless were there and they were innate there. And that means that Kol Yisrael, once again, I mean, this is another marker to the same idea, but the same way that we're Mizdabik to our tefillin in terms of a physical change to the point, it's the amazing Rama. Rama is an amazing Rama. So Rama says, no, Chastron, Shekozman Shetvilim Arashon, Hu Yore Shamayim. That's the Gemara. I'm being Manak Tefillin. What are you chashed me? And it would come l'day chet. The tefillin is a clear raya that I won't come l'day chet. So the tefillin remained alive. What does that mean? Normally there's no such thing that a physical thing should make a difference to a person, that it should be a getter. That's the reality of it. You put it on and it changes the way that you are. Whatever is such a thing. Mainly because you inspire him to your Shemayim. But it actually makes a difference to the level of his awareness. It's the only place that we find that. But that means that it's connected.
What about this expression?
To what?
This
that's the Zechartem. No, that's not Tizkaru. It never says that. It's a Rebbe. So you, if you're Zeicher, so you can take your Bakshav and you can be Malayit. Here it's not because you're aware of the Torah. It's because as long as they're there, it has an impact on you. And it changes you.
Together.
I don't know what you mean by getter. It's not a getter.
No, we have
Hesach Das,
not to be
Messiah,
not to.
Did I say it's not supposed to be Zecher? I said that by Tzitzis, the only thing that you have is the Zecher. Mm-hmm. And over here, there's an Indian, obviously not to be Messiah Das, but that's not the locker that the Rambam says of the nature of film. Kozman Shetvilin Arosh, that's the reality of its being there. Not Kozman Shumachashev Alatvilin, but see, Alaitim in Atvilin, that's obvious. Right? That's the whole point he's making. That the Chashivas of Tvilin is that it doesn't work by catalyzing your mind. It impacts your mind, it changes what the status of your mind is. I think that's what he's, I can't imagine what else he could be saying, if not that.
Is there a question that's being asked that apparently, it doesn't necessarily change your mind enough. We have a question: is your mind in the right place or not when you're wearing tefillin?
You're saying that's what everybody was asking?
Very recently, I forgot, in the past month, 2 months, we talked about how you have to touch and to be aware of it. It was a chiddush level of being in touch with the tefillin that we didn't have before. That's where it's coming from.
We're going to do it. But fine, that's not too much in my mind. One is not hello, this is one level, this is another level. Okay, but in any event, it means that the two are profoundly interdependent, that's for sure. But we certainly can't get to the Dharing of Aveda without the exchange of Petarecha at the beginning. So that means the development from Yetzias Mitzrayim, from basic sense of what it is to be a Ben Chayrin, to the Darga that Ramban calls Ad Sheshovu L'Ma'alat Avotam, which is the Binyan of the Mishkan, the Kedushas HaMishkan, the Akrabas Karbanis, which is to be in Merkava L'Shechina, that distance is the distance that doesn't change, but that develops that which was L'Chatchila, entirely biological, defined by Ein, and continues then into Shevet Levi, which is defined by Av. But Afal Pikeh, since it's Petarechem, it maintains its connection to being defined by the mother, which is, again, the same contradiction. So we find the two Gedorim, the only place where the two Gedorim are intermixed, only because they're so deeply connected in the same way that Bechor and Ma'aseh are connected. So there's something in here about the nature of Yisrael's development and the nature of Avodah Bechlal. Do you understand where this is going, Richie? No, I know. That's why I'm asking you. So there's a subtle issue that's going on over here. Because what it means is that you can't even conceive of the Darga of Aveda unless it starts with a very profound experience of biology. Again. And that if there isn't that initial deep connection, then Aveda is nonsensical. In the same way that in Gan Eden, that was the nature of the Aveda. And the same way that Ashura Sashkina comes from Sukkot and from the connection to the Yom HaSa'ilam and the connection to the original of the Shamra of the Tefillah and Geshamim and so on. And that's where we begin. Hashem B'chokhmah Yaseros, then we go to exactly to Gvures and Gvures and Geshamim. People tremendously ignore this. They think that they're supposed to be spiritual.
They attach themselves. Anything right? Attached won't work.
And it's spirituality that's the nihilist. Spirituality is a tremendous concern. Tremendously sorry. It makes Aveda impossible. And not only that, it makes the person crazy. As the Rambam says, that's the nature of Terah. That's the nature of Dover Cotton. That's the nature of Avaya Sabai the Rock. That's the nature of Ibuchu Kasatimaychu, the simple beginning of. This is the Bechor Kosar Telech. It's agricultural. It's biological.
Every day to his field.
Go see your field every day. Or to go see mother every day. Or the Shkina Kanichnas.
I don't want to see you in the yeshiva this time. Go out and learn your pranasa.
Sorry?
In Hilchot Talmud Torah. Don't even show your face.
Yeah, okay. That Yukatina is because the Kol Torah Sheini Mamalacha say for Patela. But this is something that's much more profound.
This is more than saying that Avodah means that something has to be in Bechabad.
Yeah, much more.
Yeah.
Saying that the presence of Adam and Daita Shal Adam and the value of the consciousness of Adam, which is expressed most powerfully in the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol and in the Aret Kal V'Chomer, because of the number of Shemas that are written in the Tefillah, that can be Messiah Daita, and all of that, its fundamental roots are in something as simple as gestational periods. Understanding is Davar HaMelech says Yadai Meluch Lachot Mishil Yal Gadam and so on and so forth, and without that connection to specifically the mother, that's the nature of Eim Kochai. That's the nature of Ketubar LeBeis Yaakov. That's the whole idea of the. There's nothing to start with. I mean, instead, people are mizal so in that because it's so low class, and Daitan Kitzara and so on and so forth. Kalas Reish Kilam Lamda Tiflus. So because of that, there's a zilzal in the mokum of biology because of the impact on us. Okay, this has to do with what we're talking about in the Zohar's Pirut. That is the Pirut of the Etz Hadas and the Etz Chaim. I don't know if you heard, we're talking about on Shabbos. So wherever your Machnes Pirut, originally the Etz B'toch HaGan, was both the Etz Hadas and the Etz Chaim. If you treat the tree as just a tree that produces fruit, and you go for the fruit, then that means that you have cut out the recognition that it's the tree that is the mocker of the dust, and not the pre. So despite the fact that the pre was good for understanding, that's even though at that point you did the period and there's no more time it's katam pre. It's exactly that problem, which is why Esur, which has time it's katam pre, or Pilpuli, which is Marzia, the getter of Tame Eitz Ketam Apri, in terms of the Torah and the understanding of how it is things interrelate. That's what's Pilpul Charifta. Tava Chara Pilpul Alot Charifta. Mimalat Sana de Karit Sana. Kari are the same words. Sina and Kar. Kariras and Kari. And non-relationship, right? One Pilpul Charifta is able to restore that, the depth of that connection. Okay, so in any event, I can't work it all out, but but it's clear that there are, that this period of the year is very deeply involved in that development from Yetzias Mitzrayim and its sweat and blood and tears and so on and so forth. Literally, and there's even halacha to be beschadim and to sweat and to actually dip things into tears. It's all biological, sure, or it's so beautiful for the bnei aray to be hailech hadaku v'seim adam and so on. So prekikinis hazara. These are like crazy things. They make sense only because of the dveikus, the blood, sweat, and tears.
The sensation of charif is different from the other time.
Yeah.
It's actually pain receptors.
Yeah. You're feeling okay, Doug? Okay, Rabbi. Anyway, we should be zeicher by the next time we do Befaris to have some real Krayanim working under his belt. Yeah, we'll speak to them about their experiences.
No, so that ultimately with love and
so that it has to come back.
Yeah, they'll be. It's the weirdest thing.
Karnea pointed out earlier that the Hamidah was going to get even that we should never forget the Talmud. It should be maybe even the Geula.
The
Hamada of Levi was not a temporary thing. It takes us all the way through. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much for being here.